once upon a time, blink of an eye, tears remain. Absent father, same old song, but friends could not sing along. I stuck out like a brown thumb, the class elephant. But single mom plus two grandparents, then was four of us. Mama worked, Lola drove, Lola spot on for my lunch. We were home for every dinner, you could hear cares on when we'd eat. But it was in one ear out the other, had no Tagalog in between. Anyways, I was embarrassed that my dad wasn't around. I had my Lola, but he was too old for some cats or shooting around. And all my picture perfect peers, I have both parents, I was so jealous. Every Father's Day explaining why my pictures look so different. But how could I complain? I had everything else. My mom made more than a pair of good parents. Her bus paid the bills, and Lola would make me everything mama didn't want to buy. He even built my first hoop rock to be like Mike. Come on, it's time.
Kailan mo busang luha sa aking mga mata, parang bulap na may ulan. Tama na, tumigil ka na. Kailan mo busang luha sa aking mga mata, parang bulap na may ulan. Tama na, tumigil ka na. Luha, luha, luha. Luha, luha, luha. Luha, luha, luha. Luha, luha, luha.
Like I said, to and from, it was me, Lolo, and pickup truck. After he finally sold his old blue Celica, that I didn't want my friends to see me getting when he would pick me up. Grandpa 5 minutes, and he waits so I could play. From car seat to backseat to calling shoddy. Then at 16, it was me behind the wheel, still with Lolo beside me. Your life's a trip, and he was my navvy. Before GPS, and he even taught me some Tagalog while driving. Then the first time I drove solo, Lolo was in the hospital. See, by this time, he got really sick. The kiss of death left him a hickey. But being the fighter he is, went the distance, went the judge decision. Was it his time yet? Thank God his clock was still ticking. But after that, he wasn't the same. Things were getting tricky. Had to get used to the passenger seat now being empty. Seems no matter how tall you get, you're still a girl with pains, I guess. We were near the end of our road, so good thing I passed my driver's test.
Kailan mo busang luha sa aking mga mata, parang bulap na may ulan. Tama na, tumigil ka na. Kailan mo busang luha sa aking mga mata, parang bulap na may ulan. Tama na, tumigil ka na.
Lolo's life was his ninth. Ma told me it was a matter of months before I boarded a flight. Thought about him the whole time I read, I didn't get shut out. Man, I thought he was gonna be there when I made someone my wife. To make things even more complex, I was switching continents, about to move to the island, the same ones he already left. My last 4 months in the US were the only ones that he had left. But I could visit short so I could work on my debut project. Was that selfish? I gave up some last moments with the closest thing I had for a pops when I've chanced out with pops. Sure enough, he passed after I was gone for just a month. January 21st, got the call from mom. Big man, he'd always say with a hi. And I will never forget the last time I told him goodbye. Along with fishing trips, billiard sticks, stories about the province. And I would give me a glass of water and tell me to stop it when I cry.